This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and it's been about 2 months since he's been on the show, and we're going to get an update. We're talking no other than Oss Creek Corporation. They trade on the OTC, ticker symbol ASCK. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, John Spraveri. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Thank you for inviting me back.
You know, give our listeners an update on Oss Creek's products and where you guys are at since the last time we talked.
Okay, well, our product, what we do, we actually wear two hats. We are manufacturers of building products, basically for the construction of housing, and let's say affordable housing is our particular line. And then, of course, we have a construction arrangement where we can go out and actually construct houses as well, although at times the houses will also be offered through dealers or contractors and so on. But what we have is a lightweight concrete product that we could put together as panels and take out to a building site and build a site-built home. Now, these panels are they're highly thermally efficient, so we consider them to be green in today's world. They're a hybrid concrete insulation panel, and they're virtually indestructible when it comes to things like hurricane force winds and earth tremors and so on.
Yeah, they're kind of impervious to insects and mold, I heard also.
Exactly, yes. That's a very important part of it because of what the structure is. So they have a very high insulation value, as I said, and we build houses that have very high thermal efficiency, very low power costs to run the homes. And the cost of manufacturing, is, because we're building the building products in a factory atmosphere, we can manufacture them in mass construction format. So it makes them relatively inexpensive to build. So basically, we've got homes going up out there at $100 a square foot, which in today's market is extremely good.
Yes. You know, last time you were on the show, we were talking about what was your market space and how are you going to target that. So what is the target market for your company and affordable houses and even commercial structures?
Well, the market, we're specifically looking at the housing market, the affordable housing market, because that's a good niche for us. But of course, we can build commercial structures as well. But in affordable homes, the market for affordable housing, or just housing in general, in the U.S. and throughout other parts of the world, is absolutely enormous. One of the largest consumer product markets in the world. And it's not just because of the increase in the number of people coming to the country, it's more a case of we're having to replace older structures that have either completed their lifetime or have been subject to things like hurricanes or bushfires or something that would reduce them. Just take a look at the recent problems, bushfire problems they had down in Santa Rosa,
yes,
in California. It's just phenomenal, the number of houses. I think that was something like 9,000 homes that were taken out down there.
Yep.
And then, of course, there is down in Texas, just the number of homes that were just absolutely wrecked during that hurricane. It's incredible. So the market for our houses is quite phenomenal. We have groups in California and over on the East Coast and down in Texas wanting to buy houses as quickly as we can get up and produce them. So that's what we're aiming our market at right now.
Well, let's change gears here for a second. If you can maybe give us a little preview or update on your manufacturing facility in Washington State, how's that going?
Okay, well, initially we had a pilot plant going, and then what we did is we planned to do a refinancing to enable us to build a new plant so that we could produce 100 homes per year minimum, because we see our market as being much larger than that, but that's a good starting point. That many homes is about $15 million in revenues per year. So we're at the stage now where we have land available to us up there on the industrial estate in Washington. We are currently talking to contractors that will assist us in putting up at least two buildings to get us started, and that should start here fairly soon. And once we get those two buildings up, which will take about 4 to 5 months, that including the equipment, we should be able to start producing houses. So we're looking at early coming on spring in the new year here, and we'll should be into a fairly good production situation at that stage.
My guest today is John Spraveri. He is the CEO and president of Oz Creek Corporation. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol ASCK, trading at around a half a cent. You know, your stock's been in the news lately, especially with the volatility. It's been up at 1.600% in the last, 30, 40 days, and it's been down. Can you give us a little bit of insight of what's going on with that?
Okay, well, I think a lot of it is actually because we have been putting out information, press releases, letting people know about what is happening with our company. We are actually got activity going on now, and that we should be up in production in a very short period of time. We've had some pretty big investors calling us and talking to us about what's going on, and we're giving them information. It's not necessarily inside information, but we are giving them information relative to what's happening with the company and in line with our press releases. And I think they went in the last week or so, and they started buying on the market fairly heavily. We had many millions and millions of shares going through, and we had a lot of activity took us up that about 600%, as you said. And of course, we've come down a little since then. That's typically how the market reacts. But I think come next week, we should be getting some more activity after the holiday period. But we can't, it's certainly relative to what we have going on here for the future. And I think it's very good that our shares have started to move us in a direction more in line with the value of our company and the value of our technology. Because we were in a bad level there not very long ago.
Can you give us the current structure as your public company is set up and based on, a lot of these companies that are on the OTC, they have very little money, a lot of toxic debt. Can you give us a current structure where we're at?
Well, we don't have much in the way of debt as far as toxic debt, which people would normally refer to as notes. I think we still have about 180,000 in notes out there that are going to convert here very soon. It's not a lot of money. One day earlier this week, I think our market turned over over $300,000 on the one day. So,
wow.
We don't expect it to take very long to move that out of there. The company itself is very strong. We don't have any debt in the company. We certainly have financing in place that's due to come online here in the next couple of weeks, and that's the financing for the for putting the buildings up. And but the company structure is around 220 million shares out, of which only about 26 million are in the float. So it's a pretty small float for a company that's on the OTC Pink. You see companies out there with billions of shares out there. But we have a very tight holding on our stock. So we expect that people will see a very, very good long-term. And this is a long-term deal with us. It's to come in and just sort of do day trading on our stock And that obviously happens. But that's not where people should be thinking. People should be thinking long term right now, because
absolutely,
yeah. Once we get up and rolling here in about five months, it's going to make a big difference to our market.
To my listeners who are going to be hearing this interview, and your stock's at 005, why should they buy your stock right now?
Well, there's probably not a better time to buy it when it is at that price, because I think that's pretty much around the lowest it's going to be. As I said a couple of days ago, it was 3 cents, so that's six times what it is. With what's coming up in the market now, I think over the next few months it'll gradually increase, and within 6 months to 12 months' time, I think we're looking at a very strong price for our stock, based on all of the things that we're doing.
Well, John, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Is there something that we didn't touch upon that you would like to say?
Well, I pretty much said what I would like to say. I think people should just think about doing an investment in our company as a more long term. That's probably the most important thing.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update. By that time, we should be in the first of the year.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And I thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you, John.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.